Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green. Today we're going to talk just a bit about air quality. If you're a healthy human being, air quality might not be something that's top of your mind on a regular basis. But if you have any kind of breathing or respiratory issues like asthma, or if you suffer from heart disease and the wind kicks up and the dust starts blowing around, it's probably or at least should be something of great concern to you. On any given day, I am going to state with a great bit of confidence that my guest and friend Beth Gorman from the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality knows exactly what we are breathing and how our air quality measures up to the acceptable standards for particulate matter and ground level ozone set by the EPA. Beth, love having you here, love getting your air quality alerts, and now I would love for you to share some of your wisdom with us about air quality. How are we doing? How do you monitor it? What do you do all day?
Well, we're doing okay for most of the pollutants that we monitor for, but there's certainly days where we've got unhealthy air. Doesn't happen that often, but people can check by going on our website, and they can also sign up to get our air quality advisories, and that'll give them a heads up. Also, the state is doing air quality forecasts, so we can look ahead and see what the air quality is going to be in a couple of days. This summer, we've been having some problems with ground-level ozone, and that's a pollutant that's formed with strong solar radiation, which, of course, we have during the summer when we don't have the monsoons. Plus, it reacts with the pollution that we put into the air every day from using our motor vehicles, from pumping gasoline, from using things that evaporate into the air. Those pollutants combine in the presence of strong solar radiation and form this pollutant that is very damaging to our lung tissue. We have about 16 different monitoring sites. That is reported real time to our website. So you can go a few minutes after every hour and check and see what air pollution levels are.
And I thought about putting this in and decided not to, but I decided to put it in. You are what you breathe, and we should be careful. I pay much more attention. Those alerts give warnings for people that have any upper respiratory issues, children with asthma, elderly. They should stay inside.
Yes.
That's how bad it gets.
Yes. And then there's the exciting thing is that there's something that each one of us can do on a daily basis to help the air stay healthy.
And Beth does it. She rides the bus. Let's bring that up, which is huge.
Yeah, I take the bus. I've been taking it for 20 years. I've developed some amazing friendships from taking the bus. I get to know my neighbors from walking through my neighborhood to get to the bus stop. And I've saved all kinds of money, too. So I do. And, you know, you got to kind of practice what you preach.
You walk the walk. I encourage you to go to the website. It's www.pima.gov/DEQ, and you'll find out all you need to know, and you can sign up for Beth's alerts. As always, I leave you with this final message. For more information on this topic and to be a part of a global mission of people doing the good thing for ourselves, for those we love, and the planet, visit MrsGreensWorld.com and join our tribe. Thank you.